Support for KPLU comes from Ernst & Young, also proud supporters of Money Matters. Ernst & Young marks 25 years of the Entrepreneur of the Year program, now accepting nominations for entrepreneurs who take companies to the next level. Nomination deadline is March 18th. More info at ey.com.
Greg, a lot of people are worried about the health of pension funds these days, but you don't seem to be one of them.
Well, that's correct. I think that things will get better and the situation will improve. We've just been hurt badly by a horrible recession. A lot of people lost their jobs. A lot of companies have gone out of business. So most private pensions are underfunded at this point. Most government pensions are under siege because citizens are trying to get spending under control and they want to see some of the more lucrative pensions cut back. So the public can't help but be a little bit concerned. I think a little bit concerned is good, but a lot concerned where you're actually losing sleep over it is really not appropriate.
Well, we keep seeing all these news reports, especially about public sector pensions, how incredibly underfunded they are. I just saw some Washington Post article recently that they were underfunded by $1.5 trillion state and local pensions. That's bound to make people concerned.
Well, and they should be concerned, but that $1.5 trillion, as I understand it, is a projected number that the pensions are actually more like $500 billion or $600 billion underfunded, which is still a real big number, and we should pay attention to it. But we've had lots of recessions, and we've had lots of periods where pensions have been underfunded. And once the economy gets going again, I mean, think about it. There are 20% of the adult population is not working right now that would like to work. If you added all the tax revenues from those people, and if you restored business to where it was before the recession, think how many bankruptcies we've had. Corporations do pay taxes, and so do individuals.
So you don't think the pension situation is as bad, but how about folks who don't have one of those, guaranteed benefit type programs, or they're totally dependent on, you know, what they put into their 401ks? Because, again, I keep seeing articles about people reaching 50 and realizing they hardly have anything saved up for retirement. So that's definitely cause for concern.
Well, it is. If you think about it, it's that old problem that so many people have, that it's so difficult to save. It's so much easier to put stuff on your credit card, buy things you may not desperately need. And so we've always had a problem with savings. And savings in the United States during the boom times was almost down to zero. Now, as I understand it, it's back up to about 6%. So some people realize that they have to do something to provide for themselves. But for a lot of people who have very low savings, they're looking at some really difficult times when they reach retirement.
I think the important thing is if you do happen to be in that boat where you reach a certain age and realize that you haven't put enough away for retirement, don't just give up, right? I mean, get a plan and start investing, because that's better than not doing anything.
Well, we've talked a lot in the past about saving 10%. If you can save 10%, which you should be able to do no matter what you make, if you just set aside the first 10%, put it in an account you can't get close to, that money will multiply so rapidly that if you're 50 or 55 or whatever, you will still have a nice little amount of money to fall back on.
Thanks, Greg. Greg Heberlin is KPLU's financial commentator. You can download our Money Matters Conversations at KPLU.org. I'm Dave Meyer.